and the contractors about the work that's coming. But diversity department tracked 317 events since the beginning of last year that they've been involved with, and there's 44 more coming this year, I believe. So, I mean, we're definitely getting out there. We're definitely communicating to anybody who will listen to us about the Move Illinois program and, you know, characterizing the work that's coming. In addition, and Gustavo, maybe you want to say a few words about this, but we've implemented some technical assistance and training program, and I think that small contractor bridge program is another aspect of how we're trying to help out. So all these efforts show, you know, how the tollway is actively working to get small businesses involved in the Move Illinois program. So we're very hard on ourselves, just in the two departments, on what we're doing and trying to meet our goals and trying to maximize the opportunities. And I would characterize our results so far as good. I don't think we've done excellent. We have, though, got one new small business, and we potentially have another small business getting involved with our work. I have an item on my agenda today that I'm going to be presenting. We've had two new DBE contractors get involved with our work and serve as prime contractors. That was obviously one of the things we were hoping the Move Illinois program was going to do, is, you know, get some more people acting as primes. And overall, the program, we are putting out a lot of work. More than 400 companies, both large and small, are involved in the program right now. So it is putting people to work on over 106 contracts that we have in progress right now. 12 unique DBE and small business primes are serving on the program. Two construction companies, as I mentioned. There's also 10 other professional services firms that are involved. And it's generating 5,400 jobs. So obviously we're accomplishing some of our goals with respect to, you know, let's get these companies working and let's get these people back to work. So that's great results, I think. But on the other hand, we've opened bids up recently and we are seeing a decreased response on our bids, especially in the small construction contract opportunities. We put out, I think it was 5 set-aside contracts. 4 of them, we didn't get any bids on. And one of them, we did get one bid, and I'm going to present it today. We've also had a couple of the unbundled contracts I've opened bids on recently, where the bids have come in, they've been very high compared to, you know, what our budget was and our engineer's estimate, and, you know, they're seeking waivers on them. So,
basically, are those firms at a capacity then? Is that what you're thinking is, what, not submitting proposals then? Are they maxed out with their ability to perform once they get awarded the jobs?
And there's a couple more slides here that are going to tell you what we think is going on, but I'll be upfront with you. I don't know what the total answer is yet. I don't have the explanation for what's going on.
Well, we know that's one of them.
Yes.
That's what we hear. The following slides might cover some of it, but in anticipation to those slides, the one thing that I'm also hearing is that we're competing against work that's coming out much closer to their places of work. The City of Chicago is putting out a lot, through its various sister agencies, is putting a significant amount of work in CTA, the city itself. So the Water Reclamation District, they're into very massive construction projects that draw away from our pool of contractors. And so we're up against some.
And we had always identified that proximity was going to be important in all.
That's right, exactly.
That smaller firms, whether they be DBE or not DBE,
and that's just in general,
you know, proximity of the project to kind of where they're at is important to them being involved. So.
Well, that leads indirectly to this slide. And, I mean, are the companies there? You know, do we have these companies out there? Are we talking about a very small pool that can, you know, that's out there to do our work? Market capacity, you know, they might be there, but they might not have the capacity to do all the work that we're putting out there. I won't downplay the impact of our whole contracting process. It's complex. It's a complex process. I could see where, you know, you might get a quote, you know, for someone to come in and replace the roof on your house. you sit down at the kitchen table, you talk about what kind of materials he's going to use, what kind of insurance he has, you know, what kind of guarantee you're going to get, and you both sign the line at the bottom of the page, and you're done. He's doing the work. That is not how we do business. I mean, we have, you know, our contract books, they've got a lot of forms in there. You've got to understand those forms. You've got to know what they mean. You have to actually have the time to go through it and digest it all. And you've got to have somebody there who can put these estimates together. The jobs include a lot of different pay items. You've got to figure out, you know, what my price is going to be on all these different ones. So it's not a totally easy process or a straightforward process. It's necessary, but for someone coming in first time, you know, it's going to be daunting. There's risk. There's risk associated with our work. We're a new client for a lot of these people. They don't know. They don't know how we pay. They don't know what our conditions are. They don't know how tough we are. I can tell you, if you ask any of the guys who are working for us right now, or ladies, we are very schedule driven. Doing work on the tollway is like, you know, that's like college version. You know, that's like the big time for them. You know, they know that we are very interested in our schedules. We're very aggressive on pursuing getting the work done in the time frame that we say, because, you know, we're focused on minimizing the impact to our customers and moving forward. Timing, we're learning about the timing of when we put these bids out. These bids are coming in the middle of the year, so maybe it's better for us to advertise some of these opportunities near the end of the year when people are thinking ahead. You know, I want to set up my crews, I want to get, you know, all my work set up for the following year so that I can move forward. You know, we're kind of asking them to say, hey, you know, you want to do some additional work. They might not have the people on board, they might not have the equipment ready yet. But we are taking some actions, and the disparity study is in progress right now. I think that's going to inform us at least about the DBE marketplace. We also came up with this idea of doing an online survey and just get it out there. Send something out there to these small contractors and small businesses and hear back from them, you know, why, what kind of jobs would appeal to them, and what's holding them back from bidding on our work. And Gustavo and I, we're continuously in the middle. I mean, we meet with some of the road building contractors, and they say, you know, we're having a difficult time getting people to come in, even as subs on our work. And then we meet with the assist agencies, and, you know, they say, you know, we're trying to get in, but they won't let us in. They won't consider a quote from us. So at some point here, we're getting them together, and they're going to have to, you know, be upfront with each other so that we could find out, you know, what's holding it back. And we're doing in-depth analysis of all of our bids, and Christy mentioned it, you know, geography has to be a component of the evaluation, the type of work has to be a component of the evaluation. But we are, you know, we think we're going to be improving. We're focused on continuous improvement. And these efforts and any others that you might suggest to us, I think, are going to get us there. And that input may lead to us making some changes. We have to consider how, you know, we're advertising jobs. And, you know, the ideas that we're having now is that, you know, maybe we need to go into this Dodge publication or some other publications that, you know, might be more easily read by this community that we're trying to reach. Develop unbundled contracts that are targeted to the market. You know, so we want to hear back from them, like, what types of work. I am characterizing unbundled right now as any construction contract that comes out less than $5 million, in the $0 to $5 million category. So, you know, we have bridges going out, you know, in that category, but I'm not sure if, you know, that's the most appealing work for small businesses. We have parking lots going out in that category, and, you know, trying to understand, you know, where we're going to get the biggest participation on our work. So we are looking at that, size and geography of these contracts, the timing of when we put these bids out. So the good thing about the Move Illinois program, and I started out by saying that, I mean, it's a long-range program. We've made commitments that we're going to be investing on an annual basis in these capital projects, so it's not going to go away. They can count on us being there. So I'm confident, you know, we are going to see progress, but I wanted to be upfront with you and let you know how we're doing so far. If you have questions, I know Gustavo and I will
So we did want to be candid. We know this is an important initiative for the board. We were very clear about that and wanted to see more participation. And I think we're all committed to that. That was a personal goal of mine, too, when I started in this job. So, but I think the reality is we do have to look at this as a multi-year effort. And again, we're open to ideas. We've had a lot of meetings with a lot of entities and groups and individuals who've talked to us about some of the challenges. We've tried to start to develop programs to address some of those challenges and opportunities for people to take advantage of. But you know, if there are other things that we can be doing, we've talked a little about some of the things we're planning to do, but if there are other things we can be doing, we'd certainly like to get that feedback.
Well, I love that we've been proactive on this project, Joe, and it's evolving and it's changing and we're learning from it, and but we've had a lot of success in a short period of time. So, but we have a long way to go still. But, you know, we're trying to understand the marketplace and what their capacity is, and are we at the right number, the $5 million unbundled or not? Are we at the right projects? Do we have enough lead time? You know, so it's a work in progress. But we're going forward, which I'm happy about. But we've made a lot of inroads, and this year you're up based on your numbers. So, good.
And we're up based, you know, without really pushing too hard on it. You know, we created already 23, so I know that exceeds what we did before. And I didn't want you to feel like we weren't paying attention. I've heard you say several times, I've heard Chair Wolf say, you know, what about the capacity? Is the capacity there? And, you know, we're concerned about that also. And in the meantime, you know, we're trying to make sure, you know, the I-90 West corridor gets built. You know, we're doing major reconstruction and widening efforts out there. We have a lot of bridges getting reconstructed. I mean, it's a huge effort in progress right now. Working on 294-57, and we're starting on Elgin O'Hare. I think it's something that the community is going to adjust to over time. They are going to build up capacity. They are going to want to do this work.
Yeah, and I think that the important aspect of that statement that Paul just made is for the rest of us not to lose sight of that, because it's easy when you see some immediate results to be discouraged, to be a little bit discouraged. I'll be the first one to admit that I sometimes feel like a lot of the work that we do, and sometimes we don't see outcomes coming out quicker. But then I have to take a step back and remind myself that this is really a multi-year investment. On this initiative, launching a construction business development center is not going to produce magic outcomes in 1 or 2 months. And this is really a year's work. And keep reminding ourselves that. And I know that there's a need for immediacy. I don't think any of us fool ourselves for all kinds of reasons. But we just want to make sure that you're with us on that, that we are all on the same page when it comes to understanding how long it takes to build that capacity, how long it takes to make an investment of this type. The bonding and financial assistance program through the Illinois Finance Authority and the Chicago Community Loan, that's also something that needs to be marketed, needs to be put out there. You know, we need to keep saying to people, this exists, you know, use it. There are a number of other programs as well.
It's potentially a risk for these contractors to make the jump into prime.
Yeah, it is a big jump.
A lot of them have been subs, but to jump into that prime role where you bear the ultimate responsibility for getting the job done is a big risk.
It could make them, and it could make break them. And a lot of them think about that. I don't know if I should make it, because I could just go out of business for taking on more than I can possibly handle.
I just want to say I applaud your enthusiasm. I mean, with everything you have going on, you really have embraced this well. And if you take a look back and see where it started, this seed is growing very well. I see a lot of the different subs coming up with different primes. So the communication is getting better. And to lock them all in a room once in a while probably is a good idea. And I just think you're doing a great job with it.
Yeah, I'll say both engineering and diversity really embraced it and are working very hard on it. And you know, particularly for both, but particularly for engineering, when there is so much to deliver and so many projects that need to be kept on track, to keep your eye on doing smaller contracts and an opportunity for smaller contracts, you know, takes as much effort to manage a small one as sometimes it does to manage one larger one. So it does, in theory, create some more work, but I think more opportunity, and ultimately will reap the benefit of more competition, I hope, on our part. project, so that's done a nice job.
Well, thank you. Okay, engineering contracts, we're at the right engineering now.
All right, I know I had 21 items, and we could start with the construction contract awards, and the first four items are related to our westbound I-90 corridor. So these are large contracts. On the whole, these larger contracts, the bids are coming in under budget, actually. We're tracking pretty well on that. And, you know, really with these contracts right here, I believe pretty much all of the Western Corridor is going to be under contract now or obligated. So that work in that corridor is going to get done. So item one is a construction contract awards for reconstruction and widening westbound mainline pavement, including reconstruction of the shoulders and the median barrier wall. This is from Genoa Road to Anthony Road. So this is a far western section of our system. It's on the Jane Abbs Memorial Tollway. We got three bids though. So I was encouraged by that. Kern Contracting Company is the low bidder at $48,582,986.70. It is under budget. They are committing to meet our DB goal. And they are going to be involving a new tollway subcontractor, first-time contractor, Midwestern Electric. I know it's a Hispanic MBE firm. The second contract, also in that I-90 West corridor, reconstruction and widening again. This is between east of the Kishwaukee River to Genoa Road. We got four bids. R.W. Dunteman is the low bidder at $43,880,930.69, and I know they're committing to meet our DB goal. Item three, very similar again. Also reconstruction work on the I-90 West corridor. This is from Mill Road to the bridge over the Kishwaukee River. William Charles Company. Construction company was the low bidder at $11,908,290.50. They actually won this bid utilizing their earned credit program. So this is the sixth time that's happened. And just as a point of reference, I believe 131 candidates are in this program or have gone through this program, and also 10 construction management interns. And these candidates have roughly earned about $6.3 million to date, so that program is definitely having an impact. Item four is a construction contract award. This is the last of the big mainline westbound I-90 contracts. It's going to be westbound mainline pavement plus the median and shoulders from US 20 to Illinois Route 47. We got two bids on this contract. FH Passion, SM Nielsen and Associates is the low bidder, $29,180,178.22. They also look pretty good on their bid versus budget and their DD commitment. Item five. This is
Quick, on 90 Jane Adams. Yeah. This is just westbound right now we're
talking about? Yeah, it's westbound pavement that we're rebuilding.
And what's the completion, what's the schedule for final completion?
So schedule for final completion is the end of 2014. So okay. We're looking to get these guys out there before the end of this year. We hope to complete the eastbound contracts, which are in progress right now. And if you drive through there, you will see them working on it. We hope to get them done, you know, wrapping up in October and get these other new contracts on board and start working in the median and get that going.
2014 on the westbound. We're down to two lanes to that corridor? Is that what we're down to?
We're not down to two lanes. We had two lanes when we started, and we're keeping two lanes open in each direction.
Okay.
Throughout all the construction in there, we do drop a lane as we get further west, going in the westbound direction, and we are signing for an alternate route there where you can get off. And if traffic built up to a volume that was necessary, they certainly can.
Does it go down to one lane anywhere through that corridor up through?
That's where it's right.
Right, because I've heard some concerns about that traffic twice.
Right at the very westbound end. I think when we went into stage and when we started this construction in the spring, there was some confusion on striping and signing in that area. We made a lot of improvements there, and I haven't heard anything recently talking about that.
Thank you.
Should I continue with item five?
Yes.
This is a construction contract award. It's for a rehabilitation median and outside shoulders in both directions on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. This is from the Elgin Toll Plaza to the Kennedy Expressway. That's 25 miles. So this will be our first contract that we hope to get started in the eastern corridor of I-90. It's an advanced contract. We got four bids on this contract. Plody Construction was a low bidder at $8,841,695.65. This amount came in higher than the engineer's estimate. So the idea of getting this advanced contract out now is going to help us have a little more flexibility with respect to schedule, get ahead of the game, get the work done. So we are recommending moving forward with this. We have a bunch of new subcontractors in this contract that are new to the tollway for the first time. MTC Marino, Smith Maintenance Company, that's African American firm. MTC Marino was Hispanic DB. Tate Transport, they're also an African American. So it is, there are some new subs appearing on these contracts. Item number six, this is an unbundled contract. It's a construction contract award. It's for miscellaneous roadway repairs and replacements. This is along I-88 from Orchard Road all the way into the tri-state. We did get two bids on this contract. GFS Construction is the low bidder at $2,591,288.75. It is slightly over our budget, but we're recommending moving forward with it. We'd like to get this work done and move forward. It does involve some guardrail work, which is safety related. Item seven, the construction contract award. This is for bridge and noise wall repairs. This is on I-355. We got two bids on this contract. It is also in that unbundled category. Herlihy Mid-Continent is the low bidder on this, $3,065,909.35. They're coming in within budget. They are committed to exceeding our DD goal. I will note, Herlihy had come in with a waiver before on a previous noise wall contract, so it's not, you know, their standard approach to doing work with us. You know, you see that, you know, they were able to get participation on this job. Item number eight, this is a construction contract award for pavement and bridge repairs. This is at various locations. We only got one bidder on this contract, so that always is a concern for us. R.W. Dunteman is the apparent low bidder at $4,086,501.65. They are slightly over budget, but they are committing to meet our DD goal. I think the engineers and, you know, when we did our budget, all of our budgets we base when we get the plans about 95% complete, so it doesn't necessarily reflect the final documents as they go out. And our general policy is we don't adjust the budget before we open the bids because we're trying to save ourselves going through the process twice. You know, why make the adjustment and then have to make the adjustment again after we get the bid? So we let it go until the board, and I explain it to you whenever they're over budget. This is some work that I'd like to see get done. It has to do with repairs to approach labs. If you've driven down I-355 at that ramp that leads into I-80, there's a dip there because there's differential settlement between the pavement and the bridge. They're going to get that fixed. I want to get it fixed as soon as we can.
And why was there only one bidder again?
We looked at it.
Concerns with only one bidder? Should we?
We had a few different bidders, and there was several different responses that we got. And here's the range. Several different plan holders, and we followed up with them, which is our standard process. We always follow up, especially when we only get one or two bidders. Chicago Structures was a plan holder. We thought, you know, they could do it. They didn't. There is a self-performance requirement in each one of our construction contracts. It's 35%. They didn't feel that there was enough of their work in this contract for them to bid it as a prime. Deconstruction said, you know, their estimator was on vacation, so they didn't have the ability to put a bid together. Dunnett Bay, they thought that the work spread out over too many different places, and it's kind of small for them, so they didn't feel like it was worthwhile to bid on it. FH Pass and S.A. Nielsen said they were bidding on another tollway job that was bigger than this on this very day, so that's what they focused on. Herlihy, they were a plan holder. They bid as a sub with Dunkman on this. K5, they set up, they would also have difficulty achieving the 35% self-performance because they do mostly paving. Landmark Contractors, they said that they just didn't have the enough resources available this week to get their bid together. Lorig said that they got a lot of other projects in progress right now, and they didn't feel like, you know, this was they're in their best interest to go after. So we did follow up with them. You see, this is the kind of responses that they're providing to us.
Is there any reason to believe we should go back up the bids? It's really one response, and it was over the engineer's estimate.
I really don't feel we're going to do better than this, and if we don't move forward with this, it won't get done this year. We're talking about work that will have to be done next year, which I know is going to cost more. Item number 9, this is one of the small business set-asides. We only got one bidder on this contract, and I want to do a little more homework and due diligence on this. I didn't get all the responses yet on our review for this contract. It is for roof repairs, and it's 5 structures on the Jane Addams and Reagan Memorial. Just by looking at this job, I can tell you right now, it's in the far western portion of our system. We don't get a lot of bidders, even large contractors in that area. And this has a small business set-aside component to it. So that could be one of the explanations. You also know, I don't bring a lot of roofing contracts to the board and recommend awards, so we might just have gotten it wrong and don't understand, how much this work is actually going to cost. I also need to follow up with operations, because this is within their budget, actually, that they have programs. So I want to make sure that Jeff wants to move forward with these repairs. We know we are going into the winter time. It seems like, we'd like to get the roofs done before winter. But if everything checks out, I will be coming back. If I get the recommendation from the DSE, also the designer, that the bid is okay, I could be coming back next Thursday and asking for the board to approve this. The next contracts are all professional service contract awards. And these next 7 are all off of Professional Service Bulletin 13-1. Item 10 is a professional service contract for construction management services. This is for the improvements we have planned from US 20 to Roselle Road. This is all associated with the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. Work is going to include roadway widening and resurfacing and toll plaza work in this area. Award is recommended to Clark Dietz in the amount of $5,361,000. They are committing to exceed our DBE requirement. Clark Dietz was last selected as a prime for the tollway back in 2003, so we are trying to get, these firms back in again and give them an opportunity to do work with us. Item 11, this is a professional service contract. It's for construction management also associated with the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. These folks are going to actually be overseeing the Devon Avenue Bridge reconstruction. They committed to exceeding our DBE requirement on this, and they actually have a Manaferge arrangement with the 2IM group, and we're recommending award to them. Item 12, professional service engineering contract for construction management, also on the Elgin O'Hare. This is for work between Meacham Road and Rowling Road. Award is recommended to Collins Engineers in the amount of $3,556,927. They are exceeding the DB goal on this contract. Item 13, this is a professional services contract for construction management. This is wetland mitigation work that's going to be done for the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. Award is recommended to Hain Associates in the amount of $1,244,000. Hain is going to serve as a prime for the first time with the tollway. They've also brought on a sub, Sherry K. Lewis. They are going to be exceeding the DBE requirement. We didn't have a lot of high hopes for the DBE goal being met on this contract because it's a very small contract and specialized work. But they are bringing on Cherokee Lewis, and they are definitely going to be exceeding our PB goal. Item 14, this is a professional service contract for design engineering services upon request. These are one of those task order type contracts that we use typically for the system-wide corridor work. Award is recommended to Ciorba Group in the amount not to exceed $2,500,000. Ciorba Group is also going to be participating in our Mentor Protege program for the first time, and they have a Mentor Protege agreement on this contract with Piscoto, and they are going to be exceeding our DB goal. Item 15, this is a construction management services upon request contract. Award is recommended to Spantec in an amount not to exceed $2,500,000. Spantec is a certified BMWB firm. They've committed to exceeding our DB requirement. They were last selected as a prime of the full way in 2008. Item 16, this is the professional service contract for construction management assistance, and what they're going to be helping us out on is assisting our diversity and engineering groups in monitoring our construction contracts and making sure that they're complying with all the DBE requirements that are associated with our construction contracts. Award is recommended to RE Hamilton in the amount of $3,360,000. This is going to be a three-year contract with, and there is an extension, a potential option for extension there of 2 years. So they're going to be monitoring, you know, the contractor's DB utilization plan. They're going to be making sure the subs are out there when that specific work that they committed to being performed by the subs is being done, to see who's doing it, and give us a little bit of additional oversight. They have a lot of, they have good construction experience. Their statement of interest definitely proved that they understood what this project was going to be required and was about.
Any conflicts with them overseeing board with they've done. I see a couple of subs
on
there I've seen before that do construction management work.
Done as a prime. They're not serving as a CM on any other contract that they're working for. And what they're really doing is overseeing the contractors. So there isn't going to be any, I don't believe there will be any conflict.
Okay, just want to make sure there's no duplication, or just want to make sure they're separate. There's some transparency in the process.
Item, the next two contracts. These came off of Professional Service Bulletin 13-2. Item 17, this is for a design upon request contract. This is also one of those task order type contracts. Award is recommended to Bloom Companies in amount not to exceed $2,500,000. They've committed to exceeding the DB goal that we assigned to this project. Item 18 is
Paul, how many contracts for professional services do we currently have open for design upon request? How do you determine how many you have standby as far as firms that are qualified and ready to go?
What we're, I can't tell you the exact number we have right now. It's typically in the range of 3 to 5 that we like to keep open. They're all at various levels of completion. Some are running out of money. Some have, you know, just started. We've taken the approach that, you know, we don't really want to supplement these contracts, so we've been trying to make them a little bit larger in size, this $2,500,000 or even $5 million, to give us flexibility to actually do some of this design work for these unbundled contracts. And actually, I was talking with one of the deputy program managers in this unit before I came up here, and one of these design upon request contractors, designers, actually produced 23 construction contracts for us, and, you know, did all the design plans for them. So they're a very useful resource for us. And I can get you the exact numbers on how many we have under contract with us right now. But we are utilizing them and making good use of them. They also are critical for addressing any emergencies that come up on the system, you know, that we can't, you know, plan ahead for. So we have the necessary resources there if we need somebody to put some plans together for a signed trust that gets knocked down.
Thanks.
Mm. Item 18, this is a professional services contract. It's for aerial mapping and aerial photography services upon This is an upon request contract also. Award is recommended to Aerometric in amount not to exceed $1,500,000. This is another contract that typically we don't see good DVE participation on. It's very specialized work. They have a pilot. They take pictures of the system. They break it down and turn it into mapping that we could use, and we digitize it. So they worked. They apparently worked pretty hard to get some subs involved in this work, and they are going to be exceeding our DVE goal. The next two contracts are releases of retainage that I'm asking for permission to do. This is for construction work that's been completed, inspected, and finalized. So item 19 is a request for final release of retainage in amount of $42,780. This is for Lord Construction's work on contract 4035. The contract was completed within budget, and I see that it appears they're not going to have any issues meeting their DVE commitment. Item 20 is a final release of retainage. This is AC pavement striping. This is on contract 9106R. This was for pavement striping system-wide. Contract is completed within budget, and they also are going to be meeting their DVE commitment on this. So item 21 is an item that you won't need to take action on now. Typically what we do is, we're seeking permission to amend previous resolutions to add some additional parcels that are going to be needed for the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project.
They were disclosed, those parcels were disclosed to us?
Yes, we're going to give you that information, and then we can present it at the full board for your approval and consideration.
So we'll defer this to the full board?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else, Paul?
that's all of these meetings.
Any questions on any items? I see we have some recruitment refusals.
Can I stop and go back to item two just a minute?
Sure.
Because it's so far below the engineer's estimate and 15% lower than the next bidder. And I'm always curious about that.
I mean, I will point out that the variance between the average bid and the engineer's estimate is only 5%. So they actually did pretty good with respect to the average. I don't want engineers winning these bids. In fact, when the engineer's estimate comes in below, that is more troubling to me. And as I mentioned, you know, we established a budget based on 95% plan completion. The engineers, the designers who work on these jobs actually prepare these estimates. Our program management office reviews the estimates. They encourage them, based on their knowledge of the overall program, to lower items. And they do lower some of the items sometimes. Generally, our program manager comes in a lot closer. What we're basically trying to do is make sure we're on target with our budget. We're not going over budget. We don't want to see the scope of one job get so big that, you know, we can't possibly award it or accommodate it. So I don't have any reservations about recommending award. In general, on the I-90 corridor in the western section, I think we are trending under budget. We've got a lot of work left to do. We've got crossroad bridges we wanted to get replaced. We have ITS components we want to add into that corridor.
So you think Donovan has capacity? They're not going to come back and ask for change orders because they haven't bid this thing so low in the engineer's estimates?
No.
In the history, historically, they haven't done that?
Historically, they have
Donovan
not.
Donovan has not. And you feel confident that they can do this work at this fee proposal?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Any other items in engineering? Okay. Any objections taking items 1 and 2 together? Okay. Our motion to approve items 1 and 2 in engineering.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes. Moves to full consent. Item number 3, we have a recusal by Director Darcy. I'll make a motion to approve. Wait a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Moves to the full consent agenda. Items four, there's no objection, we'll take items four, five, six, seven, eight, and nine. Do I hear a motion to approve? No.
Can we hold up on item nine?
We're deferring that until we can do a little more due diligence on that.
We're going to defer item nine, okay.
I don't think we actually used the word defer, so.
Okay, two, four, okay. So we will then take items four through eight. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to full consent. Agenda item nine will be deferred to the full board meeting. Well, professional service contracts. No objection, we'll take 10, 11, 12, 13, no, 10, 11, and 12 together. I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to full consent. Item 13, Director Darcy has to refuse on this. I will make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to full consent. Item number, we'll take item 14. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Yeah, that's incorrect.
Okay.
Item 15, I will recuse myself from item 15. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes, moves to full consent. If there's no objection, we'll take items 16, 17, and 18 together. Do I motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to full consent. Item 19 and 20, final release of retainage. Do I motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to full consent. Item 21 will be deferred to the full board meeting next week. Thanks. Legal.
This moves on to the full board, the engineering and the construction. If I could get at least what the dollar amount is between the ethnic groups that we're going to be moving over, it's about $170 million. And that would kind of give us an idea too how we could help you in terms of what groups you need to talk in terms of the dollar amounts that are awarded based not just on the total number of contracts, but I think it kind of gives us a little bit more information to see exactly by ethnic groups exactly where we could help you in terms of trying to do the outreach.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could get this by before the next board meeting, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Great. Legal. They have several intergovernmental agreements.
Yeah, thanks, Directors. Good morning. First one is an IGA of Cook County Forest Preserve. This is in connection with Jane Adams' work. It's part of the permitting process with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The tollway needs to do mitigation work for disturbed wetlands and waters. Cook County Forest Preserve has a 160-acre site near Orland Park that is appropriate for this work. Tollway will be involved with designing and constructing a roadway, parking lot, restroom, boardwalk, and a path system at the facility. This is just an IGA for permission to begin the cooperation with Cook County and gain access, so there's no cost associated with it when and if that work is ready to be performed. Paul will tee it back up with a construction type contract. Second item is an IGA with the Village of Gilberts. Similarly to stay consistent with state law and local ordinances, we must perform mitigation for storm water runoff. The Village of Gilbert has some what they call stormwater detention credits that are available for purchase that the team here believes are appropriate. So we will be purchasing 13.71 acre feet of stormwater detention volume for a total cost of up to $822,600. The third one is an IGA with IDOT, and this is essentially a continuation of longstanding practice where IDOT and the tollway share capacity within our fiber optic systems below our respective roadways. This is dealing with connections out near the Elgin O'Hare, up and down 290 and 355 and I-90.
No cost associated with it, just a sharing of space within our systems.
Is there a reciprocation by IDOT when we need to?
There is. There's a longstanding relationship which continue, and this will serve as a framework for future ones. Okay. Fourth item, if I could defer to executive session on a litigation matter.
Okay. We will do. Any questions about these three intergovernmental agreements? And there being none, or a motion to approve items 1, 2, and 3?
So moved.
Second. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Move to the full consent agenda. Is there any unfinished business? Any new business? Okay. We will now go into to make. Counselor, will you give us a.
Yeah, thank you. If we could have a motion pursuant to. Illinois Open Meetings Act, Section 2C11, to discuss litigation involving the tollway.
So moved. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are now in executive session. We're going to take a 5-minute break. We need longer. 5 minutes. Okay, take a 5-minute break. Thank you, everyone.